Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. Tonight, the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles will do battle as the Tribe, after an off day, now takes on the best team in baseball when they play at home. But first off, how about that series win, especially in Kansas City, as good as they are at home, the way they beat you on Monday night? Boy, those were two big wins, weren't they, Tito?
You know, Hammy, they were. I agree. I mean, I think we all year have been saying I'm really proud of our effort. And by that, I mean, because it's easy for people to say, well, they should play hard. You know, they're making a lot of money, and I get that. But the way we've run the bases, and then, like, you know, you get your heart kind of cut out, you know, on a Monday night, and you come back, and we played two really good games. Because to beat them, like, you know, because we played a good game on Monday.
Yeah.
You know, just Kluge got that cramp, and things went to hell after that. But I was really pleased. And it was good to have a day off, because I think we expended a lot of energy. And now, you know, we're in Baltimore. They have one of the most prolific offenses, especially at home. But we also have a day off on the end of this series. So, again, you're getting into that part of the season where you look at those days off because you can handle your bullpen differently, and it gives the position players a little bit of like, okay, I can get till Sunday and then I'm good.
I think you already have a real good handle on what kind of a team you have. But you never know how a team is going to react to adversity. You think you know. They're showing some mental toughness, aren't they, this year, Terry? I mean, it's amazing. You've never had more than even a three-game losing streak.
I agree with that. And there's a long way to go, but that's one of the things I've been, again, most proud of is the ability to fight. And because through a long season, it's not always going to be pretty. I mean, my goodness, it's just the way it is. You're going to be beat up sometimes. You have fluctuations in your roster, you know. But if you play through some of the downs, you know, the ups are easy. But if you play through, like you said, some of the adversity, I think that more defines how your season's going to be.
You touched on Baltimore. They're the best team in baseball when they play here at Camden Yards. And the way they hit home runs, pop-ups get out of this ballpark for them.
You know, we were talking about the other day, when the ball goes up here, it seems like it always ends up at least on the warning track, and it makes you hold your breath. Now, some of the guys they have, it doesn't matter. I mean, my goodness, Trumbo looks like he's hitting with a two iron sometimes. and you know, he's some of the lowest, hardest line drives I've ever seen. I mean, they've got some thunder in that lineup. And that's what they're trying to do. There's no getting around it. You know, they're kind of a little bit like Napoli. They're not trying to move runners. They're trying to hit it in that second deck, and sometimes they do.
Terry, is it not that it's easier to play that kind of a team, but you kind of know what's coming, isn't it? You're not going to be surprised by a whole lot.
You know, it's a good point. You're right. I mean, and people might laugh because you might get bludgeoned, but you're not necessarily dealing with a ton of stolen bases, things like that, but you're just trying to keep guys off base because they're going to hit home runs. You just want them to be solos or, you know, not something that either spreads a game out or gets them back into a game because they're geared, they're built for home runs, and they had a bunch of guys that can do it.
Michael Brantley, I know he had a procedure where they're removing or relieving some of the scar tissue. Is that a best-case scenario based on what you could have seen on that MRI?
You know, Hammy, he had an ultrasound and, you know, the enhanced MRI. And I think that when it came back that's, you know, saying he was structurally in really good shape, we were really pleased because when you start doing that many tests on a guy that's had surgery, you're going to find something more often than not. So I think we were really pleased about that part. You know, he had some scar tissue in that area, and they did a procedure to kind of break it up. It's a little more complicated to talk about than I think it really is in, you know, I think it's good news. And I think, you know, he's going to be back getting after it again pretty soon in a matter of days. But because it was a little bit trickier to explain, we ask our medical people to kind of put a piece of paper out with some explanation just so I didn't mess it up.
Well, and I guess still there is no real timetable. You still don't know when you'll get Michael back, do you?
No, and we've been real consistent that we're never going to put a timetable just because we don't know. I mean, things have cropped up, different things at times, and I think just falling back, I don't think we think it's fair to Michael. The one thing we've asked all our players, try your best, do your best. Well, he's gone above and beyond, and he always has, and he always will. So in fairness to him, we're going to bring him back when he's ready, not until, and we all hope it's sooner rather than later because we miss him like crazy. But in fairness to him, we'll just let this play out.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. KeyBank is the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Orioles coming up on the Indians Radio Network.